You're listening to the 166th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're continuing in the 40th chapter of Tehillim, and I'd like to actually read to you inside the Tehillim, because in order to understand the next pasuk and the Mefarshim, we need to understand the context. Where it starts off, and it's the first four psukim, the second of which we spoke about the last 2 weeks. To the conductor, to King David, a song. King David is writing this song. I hoped to God, and God turned towards me and he heard my call. God took me out of the pit. He released me from the quicksand. How appropriate, I'm sitting right now on a rock. King David says, he put me onto a rock. Rock is a place of solid footing. God gave me a place to stand, and he helped me with my steps. He established my steps. And here's our pasuk now for today's study. God put into my mouth a new song, Tehillah Lelekeinu, a praise to our God. Yiru Rabin V'yiro, many will see and they will fear. V'yiftechu Bashem, and therefore they will trust in Hashem, they will trust in God. So King David is telling us right here that although this is a personal song, a personal song of salvation, as we'll see in a moment in the Malbim, but this is something that's not just for me. King David recognized who he was. He knew that he was the leader of the Jewish people. And he recognized that his own personal salvation was also something that was salvation for the Jewish people. When you see a great leader, when you see a king who goes through a difficult time and he comes out the other end that he's saved, so it's an incredible chizuk. It's a strengthening for all of us. Here at the beginning of this section, the Malbim says, King David established and wrote this song, wrote this section of Psalms, when a miracle had occurred for him and he was running away from his enemies. And King David brought sacrifices of thanks to Hashem, and he expressed his thanks for God's kindness, for the amazing miracle that was done for him. Then King David wanted to make it well known. He wanted to make it known the praise of Hashem and Hashem's amazing power and his awesome deeds. And the kindness that Hashem expresses and allows to manifest to those who trust in him. And alongside that, King David had a prayer for the future and the salvations that would come afterwards. Okay, so King David wanted to advertise and let everybody know about the amazing salvation that Hashem had done. And King David also wanted to pray for future salvations as well. Now, I'd like to read to you what it says here in the Sforno. He brings here in our Sefer that we're studying together, Psukim Bitachon Yeshua, Psukim of trust and salvation. So in our pasuk, King David says he wants people to see and fear. He wants people to have a sense of awe in front of God and recognize that when we do something wrong, there is retribution. We need to know that. Why did King David have to run away from his enemies? Was it just something that, you know, tzaddikim have to go through, that they have to go through being run after and difficult situations? King David said, look, I admit my mistakes. I admit the reason that God brought this upon me, the danger, the difficulties, is because I did wrong. So King David wants us to understand that, and he wants us to recognize that when things happen in our lives, we need to know that it's because of ourselves. It's because we've done wrong. We've distanced ourselves from God. So he wants us to remember this and recognize this and be afraid of sinning. When we sin, the results are negative. V'yivtachu b'Hashem v'roisim shishin v'kibel tefilasi. But it's an amazing message of hope, right? We Westerners don't want to think about, we don't like to think about fear of God. What are you afraid of? We prefer the word awe. But the truth is that we need to have fear. Reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is fear of God. That's the first. That's the ABCs. Yiras chet, fear of sin. Yiras Hashem, yiras shamayim, fear of heaven. Basics, ABCs. And King David wants us to know that if we fear heaven and we admit and recognize that the mistakes that we made brought upon us, the dark situations that we might find ourselves in, so it opens up an amazing opportunity. Because now we can say, look, I made a mistake. I'm willing to change. And not only that, but I'm ready to be talking in you, right? Because if I recognize that God is fair, the things that happened to me, I deserve. So then, I don't have tainas on God. I'm ready to come back into a relationship with Him. I'm ready to trust Him. And I'm ready to trust Him that He's going to save me from the situation. He's going to bring me out. He's going to bring about a salvation. So King David is pointing out both things. It's important to understand. I did wrong. I was punished. I trusted in Hashem. Hashem saved me. That's the Sforno. Rav Raman Ramach says, V'yivtuchu b'Hashem ve'ez tzarasom. Gam yivtuchu bo'y shalo yavi la'alem tzara. Yekir v'yiduk yabatech b'yisugav. Rav Raman Ramach brings us a different idea from a different angle, and he says that I can have bitachon that I shouldn't even experience any negative situations. Right? We find that King David promises us that the one who trusts in Hashem is sugav, which means that there's prosperity in his life. Things are good. He doesn't even experience negative situations. So we don't necessarily have to go through this whole process of distancing ourselves from God, having difficult situations, coming back to God through our bitachon, etc. Rabbi Avraham Ben Aramach says, if I fear Hashem from the beginning, if I recognize that I don't want to be distant from God, so then, and I trust in Hashem, then nothing bad has to happen to me. The Radak says, Yiru Rabbi Mesher Lehoyu Yirei Akelis Baruch Adayim. Kishu Yiru Ma'asa Imi Shulias Yireim Mimenu Boitchem Bay. Radak understands and says that King David is trying to serve as an example and say that when many people see, it's interesting, right? The beginning of the pasuk is Vayitim B'Pishir Chodosh. God put into my mouth a new song, Tehillah L'Elokeinu, a praise to Hashem. Right, when you sing a song, and King David was known as the Ne'im Zemiras Yisrael, the sweet singer of Israel. So when you sing a song, especially if you're the king, and he was singing even before he was king singing for King Saul, for Shaul HaMelech. When you sing a song that everyone's going to hear, so you have an opportunity to advertise something. That's what King David is doing. So King David, through his song, is advertising the fact that God is good, and that when you trust in Him, you can know that He's going to take care of you, just like Hashem took care of King David. That's the Radak. Here brings the Mara Azulai. V'im taimar acha shamarta shabbatech b'shem chesedi sabivenu. King David tells us elsewhere that one who trusts in God is surrounded by kindness. David botach b'kel yisborach koydim zoyis hanafilo. V'lamanova b'zeh achayli. Why did King David have to go through this difficult situation? According to how he's learning, he got sick, then he got better. But if a person trusts in Hashem in the first place, why, specifically King David, he trusted in Hashem in the first place, so why did he have to go through a sickness? Why did he have to be chased? Why did he have to go through a hard time? Why didn't God save him before? Why didn't Hashem protect him from before? For this, King David is responding and saying to us, the reason that he got sick, or any difficult situation he found himself in, the purpose of this is for the Midas Hadin, the attribute of God's divine justice, to be recognized in the world. In if we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges and brings about negative situations for those who are tzaddikim, for those who are righteous, for those who are doing God's will. Why? Because Hashem, as Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevater. Hashem doesn't want to give up on anything. Hashem wants to purify us, I would say, to soften it for our Western ears. Hashem wants to purify us through our yisur and through our difficulties. If that's true of tzaddikim, who are trying to do God's will, so then certainly we, the regular people, or people who are on a lower level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring about divine justice. So when a person sees a righteous individual who has difficulties, it brings to a sense of fear, of healthy fear, of good fear, fear of sinning. I don't want to do what's wrong. I don't want to experience a difficult situation. This is what he means when he says, God put in my mouth a new song to advertise to the world a praise and a beautification to Hashem, to Elokeinu, right? Tehillah Elokeinu. Elokeinu is the Midas Hadin. Hashem, the name of Hashem, represents the idea of rachamim, of compassion. But the name of Elokeinu represents God's divine attribute of judgment. So there is a praise to God's divine attribute of justice. Because the impetus, that which is brought about, is a recognition and a sense of awe and fear of Hashem. And the end result will also be that people will trust in God's mercy, as we said. Right, that's the end. And they'll be afraid of God's divine attribute of justice, but they'll also trust in God's divine mercy. Right? As the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes this, and the Bali Musar say that the gateway to accessing Yiras HaRoimimus, the fear of God's greatness, His highness, and the aspect of Avas Hashem, the gateway is through Yiras Hashem, a simple lower level of fear of God. And this is the ultimate joy. It's finding this kind of balance and coming into a true relationship. A lot of the sense of despair and sadness that a person experiences in life today in our world is because we are not necessarily where we'd like to be. We know we could be better. We know we could be higher. The end result is an amazing joy. The purpose of bitachon, which is to recognize that God is the root of everything. God is the source of everything. Whether it's difficult situations that I find myself in, or we find ourselves in, or whether it's good situations, wonderful situations that we find ourselves in, everything is from Hashem. Okay. He brings it from the Nefutzas Yehuda. Yeleni bor shoin mitit ha-yovein. Right, we said in the previous verse that God took me out of the pit, He took me out of the quicksand. Very beautiful. Hashem, God, please take me out, King David is saying. Take me out of the quicksand, the mire of false philosophies of the world. Pasuk says, God, place me on firm footing, on a rock. God, we pray, we ask Hashem. It's so easy. We need to know the truth. We need to live with the truth. Otherwise, we fall, we stumble, we get sucked into the quicksand. So we beg Hashem, please, give me the true understanding of life. Give me the lofty understanding. God did this when He came down onto Mount Sinai. He came down to us. He gave us the Torah, Mount Sinai. We said b'fi shir chadosh lo'im nishma kamoi v'anayim ahu. Beautifully, the Nefutzas Yehuda says, that was the most amazing, beautiful new song that had never been heard before. Because it meant, did we hear ever, did any nation ever hear altogether, 1.5 million people, the voice of God? No one ever claimed such a thing. Only the Jewish people have made such a claim. Did anyone ever hear this? He says, I want to praise my God. I want to pay back the good that God has given me. That's what it means. A praise to God is a recognition of the kindness that God has done. King David says that from here and on, people will see, they will fear, they will trust in God. This is an important point. Right? The more that we're involved in Western culture, Western civilization, Western thought, how can I succeed in business? How can I make the money? How can I succeed and win in war, etc.? As long as I'm involved in the philosophy of the world, the secular world, so the person, such a person doesn't have the fear of heaven. And a person like that who is involved in philosophy, really the Western culture and the Western way of thinking, so the result is that you don't have access to Hashem, you don't have bitachon Hashem. Because they explain all of nature. You can go through business theory and you can understand how nations think and how wars are won, and you can understand how people are succeed in business and the tricks that this person did, or the how they were there every single day, 12-hour days, etc. All the things that people say and why they believe, and all the studies show that they succeeded. But all those studies and all those philosophies leave out the main thing. 99%, 1% perspiration, 99% inspiration, other way, 99% perspiration. Perspiration is very important. It's important to sweat. But that's not it. It's 99% HaKadosh Baruch Hu and 1% our efforts. So King David is telling us this. God took me out of the false ideologies, the false reasons why the nations of the world and the civilizations say that a person succeeds. The person succeeds because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on his side, because he fears Hashem and he trusts in Hashem. Now we come to the Malbim. He says there's two different types of songs. King David speaks about a new song. What's a new song as opposed to an old song? So he says that when it comes to singing about a natural type of salvation, a natural type of situation, I got out, let's say I had a powerful army and I was able to succeed in destroying my enemies, that's not a Shir Chadash. That's not a new song. When I come out of that war, it's not a new song, it's an old song. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu laid out the laws of nature, and part of the laws of nature are whoever's stronger, called Olam Gavar, whoever's stronger wins. So that's an old song, because you're just working with the old rules. But a miraculous salvation is a new thing. It's an unusual situation. The song that you sing for such a situation is a brand new song. It's a praise to our God. When we speak about the name of the Kim, so we're used to thinking about it as the name which represents God's divine justice. But the Malbim tells us that it expresses something else. It expresses the fact that God is intimately involved in my life, which makes sense, right? If there's justice, that means that the things that I do matter, right? God cares about each and everything that goes on in my life. He cares about the things that I do. I receive mida keneged mida, measure for measure, based on what I've done. That has to do with Hashgacha Pratis. So the name Elakim, Tehila Lelekeinu, praise to our God, represents that we praise God for the fact that He's involved in our lives personally. And the fact that God has a special connection to those who fear Him and those who recognize His name, who speak about His name. Yiru Rabin v'yiro. What does it mean when King David says, many will see and they will fear? That through the fact that Hashem saved me in a miraculous way, everyone benefits. Because when things go in a natural way, so that doesn't lend itself to us trusting in God. It lends itself to us trusting in ourselves. They'll be filling up the magazines with more and more rules of success and what I did in order to succeed and make lots of money, etc. You know, when things work out according to nature, so people go with nature. You go with what works.
But when
people see that the eye of Hashem is looking at and giving Hashgacha Pratis, direct divine assistance to the one who fears Hashem, Yiftachu b'Hashem le'yiftachu al teva, the result will be that people will trust in God and they won't place all of their trust on natural means, and not place their trust in their own strength and in their own wisdom. So King David is telling us, I trust in Hashem, and I encourage you all to trust in Hashem. I'm singing a new song because of the nes, the unbelievable miracle that God has brought about in my life. You know, I know time is short here, but I still want to read to you from the Kedushas Levi an amazing idea. Listen to this. This is so important. And this is something I heard thanks to one of the listeners of this podcast. Recommended that I take a look at a video of Reb Tzvi Kashlevsky speaking about the amazing miracle at 88 years of age. And his wife was 56 or 57 years old. They had a beautiful baby boy, Eliyahu, who appeared in the video. He said he never stopped trusting. And he never believed the doctors when they said that it's impossible. He was told 65 years ago it would be impossible for him to have kids. He said, I never believed them. I always trusted in Hashem. And listen to how the Kedushas Levi explains how that works. A person who needs a miracle, let's say, needs to think like this. Look, it's not a miracle. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do something for me, it's not a miracle. It doesn't have to be a miracle. Rak b'chiv etzabari tali akol shuvali chilus v'rav alila. God is in, you know, he can do anything. For God, there's no difference between nature and miracle and miraculous. There's no difference. It's exactly the same. So if that's the case, katan v'gadol etz l'shavin, the smallest act, the greatest act, they're the same for him. So a person can strengthen his faith in God. In God, blessed is he. Whatever you need a miracle? For God, a miracle is just the same as nature. When you have that intent, when you have that recognition, and that's 100% clear to you, like it was to Reb Tzvi Kushlevsky at the age of 88, you get divine assistance. He says an amazing thing. If you have a miracle occur to you, don't say it's a miracle. Don't say it's a miracle. Don't think for a moment that God did this for me and he changed nature. This is nature. Because God can do a miracle. For him, it's nature. It's not even second nature for God. It's first nature. A person who is wise. A person who's wise understands that there's no difference between oil. If God said oil can light, God can also make vinegar light. It's a famous story that I believe was with Rabbi Chanina ben Daiso. There's no difference whether the waters are raging and the storms are storming, or the water is tranquil and everything is calm. For Hashem, it's the same exact thing. When it comes to this aspect, when it comes to a person who's Beitach, recognizes that for God there's no difference between a miracle and nature. It's the same exact thing. There's no difference. That is an incredible thing. Obviously, it's a very high level. Reb Tzvi Kashlevsky, I highly recommend to watch the video of the interview with him and hear from somebody who really has it, what it means, how it looks. But it's possible, I believe, for everybody, and it's so important to learn this, to understand this. We can all access, through our bitachon, a very high level. And don't think of it as a nes. For God, it's nature. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.